Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine restarts military offensive against eastern rebels. Mourners flood central Israel for teen's burial service. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Ukraine relaunched a military offensive against pro-Russia rebels in the eastern part of the country after a ceasefire failed to take hold. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko on Tuesday ended a week-long unilateral ceasefire, noting it was not being honored by pro-Russia separatists in the east. Despite the ceasefire, rebels continued deadly attacks against Ukrainian military. Civilians and journalists, including a Russian cameraman, were also killed in recent fighting. In a speech, Mr. Poroshenko declared an all-out offensive against the separatists. He says they will attack and free their land. The non-extension of the ceasefire plan is the response to terrorists, rebels, and marauders, he says, and to all those who torture civilians, who paralyze the country's economy, who wreck payments of salaries, pensions, and studentships, who explode railway stations and destroy water pipes, and who deprive people of a normal, peaceful life. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.
Tens of thousands of mourners joined in central Israel for a funeral service for three teenagers found dead in the West Bank almost 3 weeks after they disappeared. The three were buried Tuesday in the Israeli town of Modi'in. Israeli leaders have accused the Hamas militant group of abducting and killing the three, one age 19, the other two 16. The deaths have prompted an outpouring of national grief and angry calls for revenge. Both Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Shimon Peres spoke at the funeral and vowed to punish Hamas. Meanwhile, Israeli troops have raided the homes of two men suspected of abducting the teenagers. Israel says the two men are members of Hamas, which has denied any involvement in the teenagers' disappearance. The self-appointed leader of the newly proclaimed Islamic State in Iraq and Syria is demanding that all Muslims emigrate there and take up arms. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi posted an audio message on Islamist websites Tuesday, saying the new state is for all Muslims, regardless of skin color or nationality. Sunni extremists from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant proclaimed a sovereign state for Muslims earlier this week. ISIL has seized much of northern Iraq and is one of the rebel groups fighting to topple the Syrian government. A massive car bomb explosion in northeastern Nigeria killed at least 15 people, and witnesses say the death toll could go much higher. Tuesday's blast at a popular market in the city of Maiduguri came from explosives hidden under charcoal in the back of a pickup truck or van. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attack. The International Medical Aid Agency, known as Doctors Without Borders, says at least 58 people have been killed on hospital grounds in South Sudan since the conflict broke out late last year. The agency, better known by its French initials MSF, released a report documenting repeated attacks in its facilities across the country. We get details from VOA's Gabe Joslow.
MSF has released details of attacks on hospitals and healthcare workers since December, when a political dispute in South Sudan first spiraled into inter-ethnic violence. MSF facilities have been ransacked, patients and healthcare staff killed, and vehicles, including ambulances, have been destroyed or stolen. The attacks documented by MSF took place in Jonglei, Upper Nile, and Unity states, areas at the center of the conflict between government forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and rebel factions aligned with former Vice President Riek Machar. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
Tens of thousands of people took to the rainy streets of Hong Kong Tuesday in a political protest on the 17th anniversary of the former British colony's return to Chinese governance. Marchers spent the public holiday demanding reforms to reduce Beijing's direct influence in Hong Kong elections. Officials in Afghanistan are delaying preliminary results for the nation's runoff presidential election. VOA reporters say sources on the Independent Election Commission have failed to agree on an announcement on the preliminary results scheduled for Wednesday and will now announce the results in 1 week. Candidate Abdullah Abdullah has vowed to reject the election results, saying massive ballot box stuffing occurred during the June 14th poll. Argentina reached the World Cup football quarterfinals in Brazil with a 1-0 extra-time victory over Switzerland. The United States and Belgium are playing the final second-round game. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.